Heard the opening chorus, chorus number one, Rejoice, Exult, from Bach's Christmas Oratorio. John Elliott Gardner led the English Baroque soloists, and that was a request from Judy and Bill in Madison. Here's one more short selection from Bach. Francine in Madison would very much like to hear the last movement of the Gloria from the Mass in B minor.
Something to
was the last movement of the Gloria from the Mass in B minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Collegium Vocale Chorus, a request from Francine in Madison. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
While the COVID-19 pandemic can feel overwhelming, the good news is that just a few simple steps can help stop the spread and save lives. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services recommends wearing a mask, washing your hands frequently, maintaining social distance, and limiting gatherings. Learn more about COVID safety, including information about testing locations and COVID activity levels in your area at dhs.wisconsin.gov.
Support for WPR comes from Roth Cheese, maker of specialty cheeses for holiday celebrations. Handcrafted in Wisconsin and available at grocers throughout the state. Holiday entertaining tips and more are at rothcheese.com.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Kenosha Community Foundation is now accepting applications for the 2021 CBK Small Grants Program. The foundation welcomes applications for funding in the arts and culture. Deadline is January 15th. Visit KenoshaFoundation.org.
Continuing now with this next request, it's from Anne in Stevens Point. She says she'd like to hear the harp solo, The Nocturne, by the composer Mikhail Glinka. Well, here's a little background about this work. When Glinka wrote his harp nocturne, he was starting to turn his attention to opera. And it's a charming work that's an example of salon music of that period. And there are several moments, at least I found in listening to it, in the writing by the composer, that in the short piece you can hear the music reflects the feeling of an aria from an opera. We'll hear a performance with harpist Elizabeth Hainan.
Thank you.
Lovely Work for Harp by Mikhail Glinka, Nocturne, performed by harpist Elizabeth Hainan, a request from Anne in Stevens Point. Now for some music by Ernst von Dachtnyanyi. David in Dodgeville would very much like to hear the first movement from the composer's concert piece in D major for cello and orchestra. David says of this piece that the composer grew up hearing his father play the cello, and his writing is confident and sunny in his only work for cello and orchestra. The performance we'll hear is with cellist Alban Gerhardt, joining the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra, the conductor Carlos Kalmar.
Thank you.
guess that runs right into the second movement. And I was kind of, you kind of heard the beginning of that next request. I'm so sorry. I was kind of not on the right fader, bringing up the wrong one, and now I'm on the right one. But at any rate, we just heard a lovely first movement from the concert piece in D major for cello and orchestra by composer Ernst von Dasgnani, featuring cellist Alban Gerhardt and the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra led by Carlos Kalmar, a request from David in Dodgeville. Well, two requests came in for what we're about to hear, You Are the New Day by John David. Gina Monona says that, is it Monona or is it Monroe? Just a minute, because this came in just briefly. Monona. She says it's a beautiful melody and words appropriate for the new year. And Lori in Stevens Point says that at the start of the new year, it has always been her tradition on Classics by Request to request this work sung by the King's Singers. And this time, Lori dedicates this request to Tony and Sarah on the birth of their daughter, Eleanor, this past Wednesday. Eleanor is, according to Lori, and probably to all of us, is the new day and new love and hope in their future. Here are the King's Singers.
You are the new day. You are the new day. I will love you more than me and more than yesterday. If you can but prove to me you are the new day. Send the sun in time for dawn. Let the birds all hail the morning. Love of life will urge me say, you are the new day. When I lay me down at night, knowing we must pay that this night might stay yesterday. Thoughts that we as humans small could slow worlds and end it all lie around me where they fall before the new.
You are the new day on this first Saturday of the new year. Two requests for that wonderful performance. A popular request on this program, You Are the New Day by John David, performed by the King's Singers, a request from both Jean and Monona and Lori in Stevens Point. And to take us up to the top of the hour, Helene in Madison is requesting Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. And she says, with this new year, this piece is an inspiration to us as people to stick together. We've swum a long way. We cannot die on the shore. We can do this, she says. We can save lives, get the vaccine, wear your mask, and take care of your neighbors.
Thank you.
Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. George Schwartz led the Seattle Symphony, a request from Helene in Madison. You're listening to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you're in Janesville or surrounding communities, you can now hear the Ideas Network on WPR's newest station, 100.3 FM. Find your nearest station anytime at wpr.org/maps.
Support for WPR's Mike Simonson Investigative Reporting Fellowship is provided in part by a gift from Frank L. and Mary E. Nicolay. The Mike Simonson Investigative Reporting Fellowship helps WPR provide in-depth news coverage throughout Wisconsin.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, NPR News and Classical Music.
It's time for the final hour of Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman. So glad that you're tuning in on this Saturday morning, the first Saturday in the new year. Looking around at the forecast throughout the state, it looks like Saturday will be a quiet day. Highs will reach in the upper 20s to low 30s into the afternoon as light winds shift to the southwest and skies become partly to mostly cloudy. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Well, always want to remind you, especially during this season when the Met broadcasts, and this as it comes to be the now rebroadcast of a number of their opera broadcasts throughout the years, due to the fact, of course, that we're still in this situation with the COVID virus. But that because of that, our afternoons are only the mornings are only 2 hours instead of three. So it's really important to get your requests in early, especially during the season of the 6 months with the opera. And the best way to do it is online at our website, wpr.org. You can send in an online request. If you don't have access to a computer, the way to do that then is to call in during the weekdays, listener services. It's a toll-free number. It's 800-747-7444. That's 800-747-7444. Just let them know what the pieces you like to hear, perhaps a reason for your selection, because we always like to know something about it as we get to listen to it together, and of course your name and where you're from. Looks like the playlist is practically filled up for today, and we'll start off with this online request from Barry in Sheboygan. It's for music by Johann Strauss, The Voices of Spring. We're going to hear a performance from 1988 at Avery Fisher Hall in New York City. This is Zubin Mehta conduct the New York Philharmonic. Thank you. Beautiful Voices of Spring Waltz by Johann Strauss, with Zubin Mehta leading the New York Philharmonic, and that came from a 1988 performance at Avery Fisher Hall in New York City. A request from Barry in Sheboygan. Well, we started off today's program, if you were able to tune in at the beginning, with a request from Christopher in Madison for music by the composer Louise Farrenc. And Christopher really felt that her work deserves a chance to be heard by a larger audience. And we heard the first movement from the composer's Symphony No. 1. Marion Madison was tuning in, Christopher, and said that she thinks this composer's works are awesome, in fact, sounding Mendelssohnian. Well, the composer is from the 19th century and during the time of Mendelssohn, correct? And so Mary would like to hear the second movement from this work. So we'll bring it back out from her symphony. And let's see if I can get the, just a minute, the information about this recording is with the Hanover Radio Philharmonic. Johannes Goritzky conducts. This is the second movement from the Symphony No. 1 in C minor, a request from Mary in Madison, and music by Louise Farrenc.